Virgin Radio 104.4 Morning, the Chris Fade Show. The crazy Russian boss in studio. Give him a big
morning,
round of applause.
Morning.
You're not going to get a round of applause.
Long time listener.
First time.
Not first time.
No.
Are you a fan?
Long time listener, but it's been a while since I've been in the studio, guy.
Yeah, you haven't been here for a while. Yeah. This is really via request of Big Rossi to bring the boss in the studio this morning. Rossi, what would you like to do?
Well, obviously, a couple of months back, I know I like talking about it a lot, but you and I, we did a marathon.
Yeah, we bonded.
We smashed it. We bonded. We did. I mean, you sort of forced me to do it, though. Let's be honest.
Kind of.
What was the story like? What was the beginning of that marathon conversation for you, Rossi?
It was just like, Rossi, you're doing this. I want to do it, so
what,
you're doing
no,
it.
No, what actually happened was Rossi wrote me into doing, well, he didn't really write me in, but he kind of needed someone to run a London Marathon via his wife, via another person, via another freebie thing that he was trying to work out. Got himself into a bit of a corner. Throws it on the me.
I love how they're blaming each other.
Yeah, sure, I'll do it on the marathon. But then the funny part of the story was that they said to me, you can take someone else, and I threw it back on him saying, guess what?
Now
you're now doing it with me.
So flashback, you guys went on this marathon journey. It was amazing. It all happened in London. We're sitting here today, Rossi. What do you want to do?
Bit of payback, Chris Fade. Bit of payback. Making the crazy Russian boss do something that he doesn't like to do. Look at his face.
Right. What don't I like doing?
I'm not going to do it.
I'm pretty open to most things. What don't I like doing? What, dancing or something? Or
dancing? He said dancing?
Yeah, yeah.
You can dance if you want. I'm not sure if it's going to be safe.
Rossi, tell...
Break the news, buddy.
Why am I doing it? You told me this is a gag on Faze.
I needed to get you in the studio, mate. I needed to get you in the studio.
So, Rossi... is going to do it with you.
Right.
But he's only doing it. You're only doing it if he's doing it. He's only doing it if you're doing it.
Right.
Tell him what the crazy Russian boss is going to do.
Me and you, right now, are going to leave the office.
Yep.
We're going to head down to Dubai Marina. We're going to go to Skydive Dubai. And we're going to go skydiving.
You and Rossi are going skydiving.
This was going to be on him because he's been trying to get out of skydiving for how many years? 11 years Chris has been trying to get out of skydiving.
They tried me.
They tried me.
Pretty.
We've rejected it.
I'm the last resort.
Are you going to go? Will you go literally now and jump out of a plane with Big Rossi?
Okay.
Oh my goodness. I wasn't sure if you were going to accept. I said to the guys,
I'll do it. I've wanted to do that for years.
You've never jumped out of a plane.
I know, I've done it once in Australia, and I'll tell you what, it was probably the most terrifying thing I've ever done in my life.
Oh my gosh.
And I've always looked at it here and gone, it looks incredible. I saw Will Smith do it.
Yeah.
I thought, well, he can do it.
Well, I'll tell you, my brother who jumped in Australia and then he jumped at Skydive Dubai here in Dubai said, it is a completely different experience, a better experience.
Ooh.
Doing it in Dubai. Who we got on the phone right now, Mass?
We've got Mass on the phone right now, yeah.
Mass, how you doing?
Jeez. Fantastic. How are you?
We've just broken the news to the crazy Russian boss that he's going to come down right now with Rossi and go skydiving.
Yeah.
Are you ready for him?
Sounds fantastic. We're waiting here.
Do you know how busy my day is today? I haven't got time for this today.
So listen, if we bring him down, just run through the process. It's a fairly quick process, which I realize. It's so technical. You guys have got everything set up so well that I think he could be up in the plane in the next hour, right?
For sure. Just come on, guys. Seriously, waiting, ready to start. Let's do it.
Well, you sound like Bruno Mars.
Can I
sing to me when I'm there as well?
Maybe. That is Maz from Skydive Dubai. Thank you so much. We're sending them over now, okay?
Sounds fantastic, guys. I'm going to be here to wait for you, all right?
Okay.
I am really... can I just say, I've done bungee jumping once,
and I have
skydived once, but I'm incredibly scared of heights.
Okay.
That is one of my ultimate fears is heights, but I still go and do these crazy things.
Yeah.
The adrenaline when you do something like that is madness, but yeah.
Can I just ask...
I'll do it.
Rossi, are you not scared? You seem okay about this.
I you know, because I'm not a big thinker, my intelligence level isn't the highest.
But you know what's so happened here with Rossi, just so everyone understands, because he's lost, what, 15 kilos, he wasn't allowed to do any of these things. Because he turned up and said, sorry, sir, you're too big, you're too fat. Okay. But now that he's lost all his weight, he can skydive, he can bungee jump, he can go on the X-line, all that stuff.
Exactly,
well,
man.
Maz, if you can, is Flying Johnson there today?
Yes, you want to speak with him?
No, I just would like him strapped to Big Rossi, if possible.
Oh, okay, we can manage to do that.
Now, look, great news is Chris doesn't know this, but Brianna's coming with us as well.
Not again.
And we're going to have an incredible time.
Not again. All right, these guys are off. Mas, we're gonna head down to Skydive Dubai right now. Thank you so much to the team there, okay?
Thank you, guys. I'll see you soon.
All right, there it is. The crazy Russian boss, Big Rossi. They're off to jump out of a plane.